pleasure to reveal the winner for the best performance by an actor in a supporting role.
The winner is Louis. That's right, Lou. It's our annual Oscar show.
Oh, yeah. And I haven't seen one frickin' movie in 4 years.
Excellent. Well, let's start with the new coaches report. The Bears and the New York Giants. This is all quarterback news, Lou. Okay, so Mitch to the Steelers, Mitch Trubisky, Russell Wilson to the Broncos, Carson Wentz to the Commandos, Deshaun Watson to the Brownies, Matty Ryan to the Colts. Who made out the best?
Trubisky
with the Steelers. He's 29-21.
He's going to the playoffs.
Bold Lou news to start off the show.
Trubisky's going to the playoffs.
Brian, the bold news. The draft is coming up, and Malik Willis from Liberty is the highest rated. The Giants have the fifth pick. Should they go QB or stick with Danny Dimes?
Fuck the quarterbacks. Get a lineman, for crying out loud. You got a fucking good quarterback who runs for his life, just like the Bears. The Giants suck, and it's because of their line. How about those Red Sox?
Matt Deflatormouse, Uber Plus of the Chicago Football Bears, should Deflatormouse trade Nick Foles in the QB shuffle?
I don't know who Deflator Mouse is.
He's the new coach.
How about those Red Sox?
Foles is only 33. And Matty Ryan's 37.
How about those Red Sox?
Finally, should Aaron Rodgers get back together with Shailene Woodley? They were spotted at a wedding.
Who cares?
Do you know who Shailene Woodley is?
Who cares?
All right, let's get to those Academy Award picks. We'll start off with Best Supporting Actress, Lou.
Meryl Streep.
It is Judi Dench for Belfast, Anjanou Ellis for King Richard, Jesse Buckley for The Lost Daughter, Kirsten Dunst for The Power of the Dog, and Andriana DeBose for West Side Story. Lou.
West Side Story.
West Side Story. She's the favorite, Lou. Good job. Best Supporting Actor, J.K. Simmons for Being the Ricardos. You didn't see Being the Ricardos?
I haven't seen a movie in 4 years.
All right. So you're the best expert for this. Clarence Hines for Belfast. Jesse Plemons for Power of the Dog. Troy Kotsur for Coda. And finally, Cody Smith-McPhee for Power of the Dog. Two Power of the Dogs in there, Lou. Two dogs in that hunt.
That's my Indian name. let's go with Belfast.
Belfast, Clarence Hines. All right, Best Actress, Lou. Penelope Cruz for Parallel Mothers. Olivia Colman for The Lost Daughter.
Wait a minute, is Parallel Mothers a coming out type movie?
No, it's about...
All right, we got it.
All right. Kristen Dunst for Spencer, about Lady Di. Nicole Kidman for Being the Ricardos. She played Lucille Ball, Lou. And finally, Jessica Chastain for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Lou!
Dunst.
Dunst for Power of the Dog. Best Actor. God.
Shane White.
Andrew Garfield for Tick, Tick, Boom. Denzel Washington for The Tragedy of Macbeth. Javier Bardem for Desi Arnaz in Being the Ricardos. Will Smith for King Richard and Benedict Cumberbatch for The Power of the Dog.
Will Smith.
Yes, he's the favorite, Lou. And finally, Best Picture, Nightmare.
Wait a minute, where's the cartoon?
It's coming.
Oh, right, that's your, finally.
That's your wild card.
There's no finally. All right. Pentultimate.
Penultimate. Best Picture, Nightmare Alley, Belfast, Don't Look Up, King Richard, Drive My Car, Coda, The Power of the Dog, Licorice Pizza, Dune, and West Side Story. There are 10 choices.
Don't Look Up.
Don't Look Up!
Where's that ranked?
That would be a major upset, Lou. And then finally, your wild cards, of course, best animated short. Here we go. Affairs of the Art.
Now.
Bestia.
What the fuck?
Box Ballet.
Which one's funny?
Robin.
Which one's closest to a cartoon? There's no Wreck-It Ralph in there? No. What the hell?
I would say the most comic one is Affairs of the Art. This is the animated short. This isn't the animated film category.
Why bother? Why freaking bother?
Just pick one, Lou.
Number two.
All right, that's Bestia. Very good.
Is that, where's that ranked?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
no, I saw it. I can't remember what it was in
there. Oh, boy, that was real. Must have been good.
Best makeup and...
That was real short.
Best makeup and hairstyling, Lou. Your expertise. Coming to America, Cruella, Dune, The Eyes of Tammy Faye, and House of Gucci, which would have the best hair and makeup in your opinion.
Whoa, I mean, you gotta, I mean, the Tammy Faye, I mean, she was always a rock star when it came to big hair. I'm gonna go Dune.
Dune! Power rankings of the week, best cartoons of childhood, Lou. Bugs Bunny, Looney Tunes, Johnny Quest, Rocky and Bullwinkle, The Flintstones, The Jetsons, Tennessee Tuxedo, or Underdog. What would you say is the least of your of that list?
Here you go. 10 fucking choices.
I know. I didn't realize I had so many.
How can you not realize you have so many? You've got a printed script that you've probably proofread 17 times before you got here, and now you tell me you didn't realize you had 10
I just kept typing things.
Yeah. All right. The worst one out of these great ones, we're going to go with Bugs Bunny.
Wow.
Then we're going to go with Tennessee Tuxedo.
CCC.
Then we're, or Underdog.
There's no need to fear. Yes, they are.
All right, so I'll take Tennessee Tuxedo over Underdog.
All right.
I don't have to say them. I got to say then Jetsons.
All right.
Bullwinkle.
All right.
Johnny Quest, number one.
Woo! Where does the Flintstones come in? I think I have the Flintstones there. Yeah, I did.
Oh. Two.
All right. Question of the week.
I'm all ears.
Who is your role model for cartoon dad and why? Who's your favorite cartoon dad or role model for your fatherhood?
All right. Peter.
Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin.
And why?
Why not? I used to be his size.
Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase up.
Go Red Sox!
Go Bears! This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Indifferent Movie Service. When you don't care what you watch, see Lou at the Sovereign. 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou recommends you. Frank.
I approve this outstanding message!